Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our silsila, The Tales of the Graveyard. MashaAllah, in this silsila we hear about various incidents of the graveyard, of the graves. So inshallah azawajal, we will continue this inshallah today. It's mentioned that Shayban bin Hassan has stated, my father and Abdul Wahid bin Zaid went to participate in jihad in the battle. On the way there, they saw a mysterious well from where they could hear noises. So they mentioned that they peeped inside and saw that a person who was sitting on a chair and water was flowing underneath him. So the pastor place, the pastor well, they hear noises and they see that one person is sitting on a throne and the water is flowing beneath him. So they asked him, the old person, are you a human or are you a jinn? The person, he replied, that I'm a human. He then said that my story is that I have passed away and now I have been imprisoned in this well. Due to what? Due to some unpaid debts. Nobody has paid my debt. And because of this, I am in this state. Allahu Akbar. It's mentioned both Shayban bin Hassan's father and Abdul Wahid bin Zaid, after collecting the necessary information, they paid the debt of that person. And it's mentioned that they went back to the well. And they seen now, after paying the person's debt, they seen that that person wasn't there anymore. So they went to sleep and in their dream, they saw this individual who they initially seen on the throne. And the person said to them, may Allah Azawajal give you both an abundant return from me. After my debts were paid, Allah Azawajal has placed me in paradise. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. My dear respected Islamic brothers, we have just heard this waqia. One person, in other words, he was imprisoned in a well. Why? Because he passed away and he never paid his debt or before passing away. Allahu Akbar. My dear respected Islamic brothers, if we have taken any debts, we should pay this immediately. We should pay it back as soon as possible. My dear respected Islamic brothers, today we meet people and they say, brother, I'm in debt. And I've got so much that I need to pay. Inshallah, I'll pay this tomorrow. I'll pay this next week. I'll pay this next month. Let some money come in my bank balance and then inshallah, I'll pay this. But my dear respected Islamic brothers, my question to you after listening to this waqia, after listening to this incident, my question to you is, what's the guarantee we will live till tomorrow? What's the guarantee that we will live till next week? What's the guarantee that we will live till next month? What's the guarantee that any more money will come into our bank balance? So my dear respected Islamic brothers, if you haven't paid your debt back, then my dear Islamic brothers, and you can pay this back, then pay this back immediately. Because like we have just heard, this person, the people used to speak good about him. He mentions himself, this person, he mentions that the people used to speak good about me, they speak good about me. But what? He was imprisoned in this well. Why? Because he never paid his debt back. And as soon as, mashallah, these pious people, they paid his debt back, alhamdulillah, Allah placed him in paradise. So may Allah Azawajal allow us to pay our debt back as soon as possible. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, I swear by the one in whose soul control my soul is. If a person is killed in the path of Allah, then he is given life again. And then he is killed in the path of Allah. And then he is given life again. And if he still has a burden of debt over his head, he will not enter paradise until his debt is paid back. Allahu Akbar. What's the incident that we have just heard? What's the hadith that we have just heard? One person, if he is killed in the way of Allah, if he is shaheed in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, then he is brought back to life. Then he is shaheed in the way of Allah for the second time. But my dear Islamic brothers, if this person, he has debt which he hasn't paid back, then that person is mentioned that he won't enter paradise. So my dear Islamic brothers, this is a crucial point that we should all be thinking about. That if we have debt, my dear Islamic brothers, we must pay it back. This is a warning to all of us. If someone has taken a debt and he is capable to pay it back, if he delays the payment without the creditor's consent, delaying even for a moment is a sin. The borrower will be considered as cruel and oppressive. So what do we learn from here? That if you have a debt and you've got the capability of paying it back, but you still don't pay it back, and even if the owner didn't give you consent for this. My dear Islamic brothers, it's mentioned that person will be considered as cruel and oppressive. It's mentioned that whether he is observing fast or he is sleeping, sins will continuously be recorded in his account of deeds. His sins will be increasing, and this person will continuously be under the curse of Allah Azza wa Jal. So my dear Islamic brothers, what do we learn from here? A person, he's sleeping. A person could be fasting in the month of Ramadan or keeping nafli fast throughout the whole year. But if he has debt and he is capable of paying that debt back and he doesn't pay it back, it's mentioned that person, even if he's sleeping or if he's fasting in the month of Ramadan, sins will be continuously written in his book of deeds. And not only that, this person is continuously under the curse of Allah Azza wa Jal. So my dear Islamic brothers, this is a crucial point. This is a point that we should all be thinking to yourself. And my dear Islamic brothers, if you have the capability of paying the debt back, then pay it back as soon as possible. Now think to yourself, you was in a difficulty. You was in a calamity. You was going through a calamity. You were going through an issue. You went to someone and you told them that I've got financial issues, or my child is ill, or I've got business problems, I've got family problems. You asked him to borrow you some money. Now that person, he could have spent the money on his children. He could have spent the money on his house. He could have spent the money in any other form. But what my dear Islamic brothers, he gave the money to you. He gave you the money to be borrowed. And today, when the time comes for you to give the money back, the people, they don't give the money back. What's this, my dear respected Islamic brothers? This person, he did a favor upon you. In your hour of need, he helped you. He gave you money. And today, when the time comes to give the money back, we delay it. You find many people, they go to the person's house, they phone the person, please give me my debt back, please give me my money back, you owe me some money, please give me my money back. And what happens? They go and knock the person's door, the person looks from inside, oh, he's come to collect his money again, they don't even open the door. That person, he calls the person, that please, I want my money back, I gave you some money, I borrowed you some money, please give me my money back. The person, he looks at his phone, oh, that person's calling me. That person's calling me, he's going to ask for his money back. I'm not going to answer his phone. My dear Islamic brothers, he may need the money now. At that time he gave you the money, he did a favor upon you. Now he needs the money back. Maybe his children are ill. Maybe he wants to get his children married. Maybe he's got financial issues. Maybe his business was doing well before. It's not doing well now. He needs his money back. My dear Islamic brothers, if we are delaying in paying the money back, then remember we are continuously under the curse of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So this should be a thinking point to this. Think to yourself, how selfish is that person? That person, he helped you in your hour of need. Now it's time for you to give your money back and you're not answering his calls, you're not opening the door for him, you're not giving your money back. How selfish person that person is. And think to yourself, you know, today what happens? You might look at your phone. Oh man, he's calling me. He's calling me, he's going to ask for his money back. He's come to my house, I'm not going to open the door. This world you can get away from him. Well, what happens when you pass away? What happens on the day of judgment? What happens when we have to enter our grave on this name? What about then? How are you going to hide at that time? How are you going to hide at those moments, my dear Islamic brothers, on the day of judgment? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in regards to debt, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would seek refuge from Allah azza wa jal from loans. When somebody asked him the reason for this, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a person becomes a borrower, he lies when speaking and he breaks his promises when he makes it. This is exactly what happens. Brother, I'll give you your money back after 1 month. They both come to this agreement. 1 month is over. Still don't get the money back. Oh brother, I promise you. Sorry about this. I'll give you in 1 month's time. Even you promised him. You're lying to him. What money respect to this, my dear brothers? If you owe anyone money and you're capable of paying it back, then my dear respect to this, my dear brothers, make sure you pay this money back immediately. It's mentioned the Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Reza Khan alayhi rahmah, he mentions a very valid point. He mentions something that should warn us. And he mentions that the one who will not clear someone's debt, even if it's 3 paise, he will have to give 700 jamaat salahs in compensation on the day of judgment. Think to yourself, we don't have that much namaz. How many namaz have you read in the masjid? Maybe on Eid, maybe just on Jummah. But it's mentioned just for 3, a person will have to give approximately 700 namaz that he prayed with jamaat, my dear respected Islamic brothers. How are we going to do this on the day of judgment? If we are questioned, my dear Islamic brothers, how are we going to do it, my dear respected Islamic brothers? The violation of human rights is very serious for the afterlife. It's mentioned that many people will die being wealthy with many good deeds. They will die with so many good deeds. They will have namaz, they will have fast, they will have those deeds when they used to do the zikr of Allah, when they used to come to the masjid. But due to the violation of human rights, they will lose all their deeds on the Day of Judgment, and hence will come poor and needy. Allahu Akbar. And it's mentioned further by Sayyidina Shaykh Abu Talib Muhammad bin Ali Makki alayhi rahmah. He has stated that mostly people will be thrown in hell due to the sins of others. Not because of their own sins, but because of the sins of others, which will be transferred into their account due to the violation of human rights. So if we have violated anyone's rights, it's mentioned like we have just heard, that on the Day of Judgment, a person, he will enter Jahannam, not because of his own sins, but because of the sins that of that person whom he violated, my dear respected Islam brothers. Similarly, it's mentioned that a great number of people will enter paradise, not due to their own good deeds, but upon receiving the good deeds of others. So my dear respected Islam brothers, this is a point that we should all think about. And one thing that I would like to mention here, that there might be someone watching. Your mother's passed, maybe someone's mother's passed away, your father's passed away, your brother's passed away, your sister's passed away. Someone has passed away amongst our families. We should make sure we go and find out that did my relative, did my family member owe anyone any money? Why? Because listen to the following narration. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, without your companion has been stopped at the portal of paradise because of his debts. If you want, you can pay all his debt, borrower will be relieved from his torment. So what my dear respected Islam brothers, if your relative, if your family member who has passed away, if they owed anyone any money, and you know, you were aware of this, then my dear respected Islam brothers, it's a humble request that on behalf of them, you give that money back to the borrower. Why? You give the money back to the person who he took it off. Why? Because like we have just said, that a person won't be able to enter paradise until the debt has been paid off. So if you do this neki, if you do this good deed for your relative, and you pay his debt back, inshallah azawajal, hopefully they will have relief in the grave, inshallah. They will have relief on the Day of Judgment. So my dear respected Islam brothers, if your mother, if your father, if your brother, if your sister, if your relative owed anyone any money, then please do the good thing and on their behalf, give the money to the person they owe the money to, so they can have relief, inshallah azawajal, in the grave. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected Islami brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, we have just heard the harms of not paying any debts back, paying money back to the person that we borrowed money from. But let me switch the topic now. Let me flip the coin now. Let me mention to you the blessings of giving another person a loan. Sometimes, you know, a person is going through a difficulty. He's going through a problem. He's going through an issue. Now, what happens? He's got financial issues. If you can, my dear respected Islami brothers, help them, inshallah azawajal, because there's many blessings for this. It's mentioned that sadqa, the reward of sadqa is 10 times, whereas the reward of giving a loan is 18 times. Because even a non-needy person takes sadqa, whereas loan is taken by only a needy person, subhanAllah. So if you give sadqa in the way of Allah azawajal, my dear respected Islami brothers, the reward for this is only 10 times. But if you give a loan to someone, if you help someone with money, then inshallah the reward of this is multiplied by 18 times, inshallah azawajal. And it's mentioned in a hadith that every loan is a sadqa donation. This is the beauty, this is the blessing, my dear respected Islami brothers. Think about the reward. Think to yourself, that person's got a difficulty. He can't feed his children properly. He can't buy them good clothes. Why? Because he's going through a financial problem. If you help him, imagine the du'as that person will give you. Imagine the du'as that the family will give you, inshallah. Imagine the du'as that the children will give you, inshallah, azawajal. So if possible, if someone is in need of money, then my dear respected Islam brothers, try to give them a loan. Try to help them, inshallah. Hopefully we will help them and we will see the blessings, inshallah, in this world, and we will see blessings in the hereafter. Today, in our episode today, we have heard about the harms of not paying debt. And there might be many viewers of Madani channel watching who owe people money. Let me mention to you some reliefs of how we can pay a debt back very quickly, inshallah. The first Madani pool is mentioned that after every salah, recite Surah Quraysh 7 times with Durushi once before it and once after it, and make supplication, even huge debt will be paid off, inshallah. And it's mentioned that continue this wazifa, continue this deed until the debt is paid off. It's mentioned that the one who recites Surah Waqia every night, he will never face destitution, inshallah azawajal. And it's mentioned that a pious person of Allah azawajal advised that this should be recited after Maghrib for repaying a debt and distancing poverty. So this surah, Waqia, my dear respected Islamic brothers, if you are in debt, then try to read this after Salatul Maghrib. Inshallah, by the blessings of Allah, your debt will be removed, inshallah. Another Madani pool, Alhamdulillah, you're watching Madani channel, this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, our Sheikh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat has given us a gift in the form of the Madani Inamat. This is that Madani Inamat, my dear respected Islamic brothers, that has changed the lives of thousands of people throughout the whole world. This is a question and answer booklet that we ask ourselves every day. That did you do this action? Did you do the action? Did you do this action to get closer to Allah? And did you stay away from that action, from haram in other words? One of the Madani Inamat, the daily Madani Inamat, the number 41, is in regards to did you pay your debt back as soon as possible. So my dear respected Islamic brothers, it's a humble request that you obtain a Madani Inamat, inshallah azawajal, and you fill this in, and inshallah azawajal, this will motivate us to perform good deeds and stay away from sins, inshallah. Another request that I have for you, please inshallah azawajal, travel on the Madani Qafla of Dawat Islami. Why? Because there's many blessings of Madani Qaflas of Dawat Islami, traveling in the way of Allah. Many people who had cancer, many people who had illnesses in their homes, alhamdulillah, they traveled in the Madani Qafla of Dawat Islami. When they reached back home, alhamdulillah, the illness, the problem that they had was removed, inshallah. Today's topic was about debt. Let me mention to you a beautiful Madani Bahar. It's mentioned that a brother from Babul Madina, Karachi in Pakistan, mentions the blessings of a Madani Qafla. He says, the marriage of my older brother had approached, but we were worried as we did not have enough money to afford the expenses of the marriage. I did not want to borrow money as it could damage the prestige of my beloved movement, environment of Dawat Islami, in case I delayed paying the debt back. He mentions that one day I was extremely worried. Having offered my Salatul Zuhr, I made the intention that if the problem of the shortage of money is solved, then inshallah I will travel on a Madani Qafla. He mentions that after I finished my salah, I met people in the masjid. I did infradi koshish on them. I made individual efforts on them. Whilst I was busy making individual efforts, the imam, who was also by chance my uncle, was aware of my difficulty. He called me and he promised me to provide money for the expenses of my marriage. He mentions that I traveled with the Madani Qafla the very next day. And alhamdulillah, I was relieved of my worries just for making the intention to travel on the Madani Qafla. When the date of the wedding was set, we were in debt, but now alhamdulillah, we have got rid of the burden of debt and my brother's marriage has also taken place. What we just said? One person, one individual, he just made the intention to travel in the way of Allah, to travel on a Madani Qafla of Dawat Islami. Just made the intention. He hasn't traveled on the Madani Qafla of Dawat Islami. And alhamdulillah, by the virtue of that intention, alhamdulillah, his problem was removed, his difficulty was removed. And you'll find many stories from many people throughout the whole world who have traveled in the way of Allah and the Madani Qafla of Dawat Islami. So my dear respected Islamic brothers, make an intention to travel in the way of Allah. Inshallah, azawajal, you will see blessings in this world, you will see blessings in the hereafter, and many times you will see that your problems will be removed, inshallah, azawajal. And if there's any sisters watching, inshallah, please try to motivate the brothers, the men of your household, to travel in the Madani Qafla of Dawat Islami. May Allah Azawajal remove us all from debt. May Allah Azawajal allow us to also pay our debt back as soon as possible. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Ghazali alayhi rahma has narrated, the one who takes a debt and intends that he will pay back with honesty, Allah Azawajal, look at the reward, my dear respected Islamic brothers, Allah Azawajal appoints some angels for his security, and these angels, what do they do? They supplicate for his debt to be paid back as soon as possible. Allahu Akbar. So if you have a true intention at the bottom of your heart to pay a debt back, Allah Azza wa Jal, he will appoint some angels for that person's security, and they will supplicate that the debt of this person is paid back as soon as possible. What do we also learn from here, my dear respected Islamic brothers? Pure intention. We should always have a pure intention for everything. If we are promising someone that I'm going to pay this debt back, we should have this intention. And many times today, sadly, we know that we won't be able to pay this money back. We know that in this time frame, we won't be able to give the money back. What do we say? Yeah, brother, I'll give it back. Brother, I'll give you this time frame. Brother, just give me the money, we'll sort it out. Inshallah, I'll give you back very quickly. Very quickly, years and years and years passed, you can't give the money back. So what, my dear respected Islamic brothers, we must have a firm intention. And alhamdulillah, mashallah, you watch Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, on Madani channel, mashallah, one thing that is emphasized is making good intentions. Just before every silsala, before every program, mashallah, The Muballigeen, they make you perform good intentions. Because why? Because it's mentioned that an intention of a believer is better than his action. Now you have a firm intention. You have a firm intention. For example, you have a firm, make a firm intention today that inshallah you will attend the weekly Ijtima of Dawat Islami. Make a firm intention. Now you have this firm intention that the next Ijtima of Dawat Islami, I will attend this Ijtima. Now for whatever reason, an emergency comes. Now you had a firm intention to attend, an emergency comes. You can't attend the Ijtima. But because you had a firm intention, because you had a good intention, it's mentioned that that person will be rewarded for the intention. This is the beauty of Islam. This is the blessings of Islam, my dear respected Islami brothers. This is the blessings of making good intentions. So my dear Islami brothers, whatever permissible actions you are about to perform, always stop and make some good intentions, inshallah. As it's mentioned by Sayyidina Hassan Basri alayhi rahmah, that on the day of judgment, a person, he will be given his book of deeds. The summary of this narration is, Sayyidina Hassan Basri alayhi rahmah has mentioned that a person will be given his book of deeds. He'll open his book of deeds. He'll see deeds in that book, which he never performed in the world. He'll say, Ya Allah, I never performed these actions. I never did these actions. The reply will come, because you had the intention to perform those actions. This is why it has been written in your book of deeds. SubhanAllah. This is the blessings of performing good intentions. So whatever action you're about to do, my dear respected Islamic brothers, always stop and make some good intentions. For example, you're about to eat. Make a good intention, you might be thinking, brother, make a good intention before eating. Yes, my dear respected Islamic brothers, make a good intention that I'm going to eat. Whatever strength that I gain from this food, inshallah, azawajal, inshallah, I will worship Allah. With the strength, I will go to the masjid, I will earn halal money, inshallah. You eating, this will be a form of reward. May Allah Azza wa Jal remove us all from debt. May Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to also pay our debt back as soon as possible. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all.